Welcome to the 147th episode of the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. My name is Quizmaster Lee, and as usual, I'm joined by Quizmaster Mark Davis.
Welcome, hello, my juggalos and juggalettes.
There you go. What's up?
Not too much.
I actually was just researching ICP because I was going to tweet, I want a Where Are They Now documentary about the rappers who quit ICP when they became the Insane Clown Posse because they were the Inner City Posse.
Uh-huh.
And then I thought, who were those people anyway? So I went on to the Wikipedia, and there wasn't that many people, and they kind of hung around anyway. So I was like, this tweet is worthless.
Yeah, one of them is probably working at an Arby's, getting 20 hours a week on register, and the other one is probably like a garbage truck person who they actually make really good money, so he's probably actually doing better.
Right on. Peace to them.
That is my
peace
guess.
Peace to you, former juggalos. So you're pre-juggalos, the proto-juggalos.
Indeed, yes. The pre-juggalos.
Mark, who do we have with us here?
Oh, will you look over there?
Lovely Kyle-Anne. Hello. Welcome, Kyle-Anne.
Hi. Motherfucker!
Yeah. Welcome. My darling wife.
Can't live it down.
Never. Yeah. Can't ever live it down. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back to the No-No. Thank you again for writing so many of our Twitch trivia questions.
Of course.
Yeah, you're doing a great job. I think our Twitch players are enjoying the questions that you've been writing.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to you. You actually were like, hey, just FYI, I've got questions ready to go next time you want me on the podcast.
Well, yeah, every time I come across like a fun fact on the internet or something that seems cool and interesting, first, I research it to make sure it's actually true.
Very good.
Very important mm-hmm. thing for all of you guys to do, you know, not just when it comes to useless facts, just but with everything that you see
yeah,
on sure. the internet. So I look into it and see if it's true. And then if it's true, I'm like, that's cool. And then I just write it down and I remember it, put it in my notes.
You have
my,
a notes app that you
got
use?
Got a notes app. And then okay. I write it down just in case I need a trivia question.
Right on. Mm. And Mark, you do something similar, right? You're using a notes method when you just come across trivia out in the wild.
Yeah, I have a Google Doc
mm-hmm.
that basically underneath the trivia that I write or whatever, I just have a space where I throw in, you know, little facts that I hear in podcasts or out in the wild, you know, things that I hear from people or stuff on TV shows or movies or just things that I kind of wonder.
Right.
And yeah, sometimes it drums up a good trivia question here or there, sometimes not. I was looking up state of the art the other day as a phrase because I was thinking about how strange that term is.
Yeah.
Like if you really take it apart and think of state of the art.
Yeah. What art are we talking about?
Exactly. And I guess like it's talking about techniques as art, not art like art.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's like, it's still kind of a little bit over my head, but it was interesting to hear that they're not talking about art.
Right. We both said, all right. Like, we understood what you were saying. I use a slightly different method. I basically, when I see something cool, I just take a quick screenshot, basically. And then when I'm near like a like actual PC or something, that's usually when I do my question writing. So I'll open up my screenshots folder on my phone and just kind of cycle through and then, you know, filter it from there and write the question there. Because when I'm out and about, frankly, I can't be arsed, you know, to write a question. I'd rather be in the moment, you know, than on my phone. Even though I'm already on my phone looking at stuff. You know what else I like to look at on my phone?
Porn.
Besides that, reviews.
Nah, he watches it on TV like a normal ass human.
Yeah, we're adults here.
Look, hey, it's I mean, we are living in truly wondrous times. We are living in the 21st century, and nothing looks better like than seeing some woman get pounded on a 40-inch TV.
Thanks, HD. Chromecast.
HD, baby.
Hashtag not that. No, you know what I like to look at on my phone?
Reviews.
Reviews, yeah. Yes. And we found something for you non-Apple users. If you'd like to help us out with a review, the website podchaser.com. Podchaser.com. And we want to thank those of you who have already left us. We've got four reviews as of this recording from H. Recido, Andrew Fifik, thank you, mm-hmm. Glenn, Grantastic Glen. We got to hang out with this weekend, actually.
Nice.
Yeah, we walked around Universal Studios. No rides, of course, because Kylian is with child right now. So we just kind of walked around. And
great Kyle.
No, it was fun.
So no one can have fun, huh?
No, John Lewis hooked us up with tickets. Thanks, John Lewis.
It's worth it even if you don't go on any rides.
It was cool, yeah.
Yeah, there's so much stuff to do and so much stuff to see. It's like, this is good.
Right.
I'll just stare at the Millennium Falcon for fucking 3 hours. Thank you.
My favorite spot that we found is by the Olive, the fake olive oil Popeye Land
boat. It's in the cartoon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's like a lagoon ride, and there's a little bridge. And a spot where you can view, there's like a big pipe with like tons of water just gushing out. And then
for the purpose of splashing the guests,
down the lagoon, which is like jet powered, is like an inflatable raft with about 8 people spinning around like crazy. And you can see, if you look at one side, about every 15 seconds, you look from one side and you see them coming, you can watch the realization on their face that someone is about to get pelted with a bunch of water. And then you can see them, as the whole raft is spinning, the fear that they might be the one that is going to get dunked. And then you just get to see somebody get walloped with a ton of water.
It's pretty funny.
And then the cycle repeats every 15 seconds.
Yeah, so, that's worth the price of admission alone.
Right. Yeah. As a pregnant individual, you know, this is something fun that you could do at Universal.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It was great because it was like some people like saw it coming and they were like, and like the many different ways in which people would try and dodge this water, whether it be like ducking or like trying to get out of their seat. And then some people didn't see it coming at all. And that was arguably funnier.
And it was cool to hang out with Glenn and Apple.
Yeah, they're so cool.
Yeah, I think, we need to do some kind of no-no meetup in Orlando at some point.
Absolutely. And I'd love to. Maybe we can even do an episode.
That would be lovely.
Take this show on the road, baby.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. And also thanks to Aaron Dyer for his review on Podchaser. So
beautiful.
If you go over to Podchaser and just search for No Nonsense Trivia Podcast, our page will come up and you can just create an account very quickly. Leave us a little review. That would be a big help in helping other people discover our podcast. And thank you, of course, to those of you that continue to review us on Apple as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you said we got a new Apple review as well.
Yeah, let me
finally we're getting some. We're getting a little bit of traction. We're getting some love, and we appreciate it so much, don't we?
Yes. Like we said, other listeners, a lot of you have discovered us from reading these reviews and being recommended the show. Mark, this review, short and sweet here, left by B. Morosky. 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Nice. Check this out. As someone who loves trivia, this has been a great podcast to listen to. I like hearing how they arrive at their answers, and there's lots of information in each episode that I never knew. That is what we aim for. Right,
yes, there. King.
Yeah. So thank you so much, or queen, or queen. Non-binary.
Or whatever you, yes. Mm-hmm.
Royal, non-binary royalty, noble person. Thank you so much for the reviews everywhere on Podchaser as well as Apple Podcasts. We got another great episode for you today. I'm not going to spoil my categories because, I just want to surprise you guys. Beautiful. I don't know if you want to join me on that.
Yeah, well, you know me.
Cool. Well, let's go over a weekly wrap-up then.
Mm.
Okay, on Monday, we were back on Twitch for our Monday Mega Quiz number 126. Grand Grant pulling out their first victory with 283,002 points.
E-dos.
Mm-hmm. Grantastic Glenn and Yield Dump Slut Elise coming in second and third place, respectively. That's right. If you had Grand at the front of your username this week, you were in either first or second place. Congrats to them. On Wednesday at Pointy Bell Brewing Company, we had 21 teams battle over No Nonsense Trivia Challenge number 316, tied for our most teams ever at one of our events besides The Office. That one that was crazy.
Yeah.
I think like at least 30 teams at that one. Round one of quiz number 316 went to the Matt Gaetz legal defense team. I told them to not get used to winning. Round two went to Thought This Was Speed Dating, while the third round and overall quiz went to the Shiba Inu Illuminati. That would be Elise, Max, and Christian, who ended the quiz with 117 points. In the online competition, the Insane Clown Pussies found at the top of the leaderboard with 98 points, with Pink Punk Pink and Beyond Human rounding out our online top three. Mark, how did your trivia go at Nice Guys Pizza on Wednesday evening?
It went well, plagued with less problems and less people screaming out answers.
That's good.
Nice.
A team that we had come back from a while, negative 22 with a sweep, 15 points in the first round, 40 points in the second round, 27 points in the last round, narrowly beating The Queen Is Single and Ready to Mingle with 24 points, winning with 27 points on the last question, which stumped everyone that I had, and you guys will be having a chance to answer that tonight. On Zoom, Whiskey Tango, 46 or 48 points, and Proverbial Lakekeeper Matt with an impressive 59 points, winning through Zoom and in person.
Well done.
So, yeah, very
he focused his efforts this week.
And I just want to say, Whiskey Tango, very good, very smart, very powerful. She gave me a hard time for giving them a hard time about not doing well the other night. So I just want to make sure to say, Lisa, your husband, Kenya, whoever's playing on your team, way to go. Fantastic job. Great job. There you go. Boom. Ding, ding, ding. Just wasn't enough. Proverbial Lakekeeper Matt was on one.
Right on. Well, congrats to them. If you want to join us this week, you have a few opportunities to do so. Tonight, Monday, April 26th, we return to Twitch at 8 p.m. Eastern with Monday Mega Quiz number 127, based on your topic requests. This week, we're quizzing on Nintendo Switch, rap beefs, DVD Easter eggs, compilation CDs, and fast food menu items.
Sounds like a 90s night if I ever heard one.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good quiz. Join us for those categories and more tonight and every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Twitch. This Wednesday, April 28th, we're at Pointy Bell Brewing Company in Fort Myers, Florida for our 317th pub quiz. We'll be asking questions based on our player category requests about astronomy, college football, 90s music, Harry Potter, The Simpsons, the Bermuda Triangle, and more. Join us for your opportunity to win some free beer and suggest some categories for next week's quiz. Join us at Point E Bell on Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, or play along on our Twitch channel. If you're in the Cape, you can play Mark's Trivia on Wednesdays at Nice Guys Pizza in Cape Coral or on Zoom. That starts at 8 p.m. And don't forget to follow No Nonsense Trivia on social media, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Reddit. And join us on our Discord server to stay updated on all of our podcasts, streams, and events. Join us.
Won't you?
Whoa. Okay. The brown note. I just shat myself.
That's power.
I should mention also, we'll mention it later on, but I did record with Max and Dan and their podcast.
Yay! Yay.
Very cool.
Doubled feature.
Oh, man, we love Doubled Feature.
We were just listening to it on the drive, and it was delightful.
The Great Mouse Detective Fievel episode, splendid.
Yeah.
And, of course, yours truly on the Street Fighter Mortal Kombat.
Oh, I listened to it. It was wonderful.
Yeah. Did you watch the new Mortal Kombat yet?
I did.
We just watched it.
What do you think?
I gave it 3 stars, 3 out of 5. I liked it a little bit more than the 1995 one.
Only a little. I think it's drastically better.
But the nostalgia, you have to understand.
The part where they intro Kano and
all Kano is great.
And they ask him, or they ask Sonya, where's your mark? And she goes, I don't have one of your. And go, wow, wow. Dude. Holy shit. I lost my fucking mind. When he gives her a wow wow because she doesn't have one, wow, wow, I was like, what the fuck? Whose decision was that for him to give her a wow wow because she doesn't have a mark? Oh, it was so good.
I can't wait to hear your take on Capote and In Cold Blood. Is that the other movie?
Infamous.
Infamous, yes.
Yeah, it's not much of a laugh riot because they're both really serious movies about a really serious book, but we do go heavily into it, and it was a lot of fun to do.
Right on. Can't wait. All right. Stick around, folks. We've got some trivia coming up in round one. Arr. Okay, We're back. Mark, would you like to kick off our first question here?
Hell yeah, I would. Are you kidding me? Cool. Who do you think I am?
Mark Davis.
Here's your first question. In mythology, Brontes, Steropes, and Arges are all what?
Can I get the names one more time?
Brontes, B-R-O-N-T-E-S, B-R-O-N-T-E-S, Steropes, S-T-E-R-O-P-E-S, and Arges, A-R-G-E-S.
Did you say Greek mythology, or did you?
I just said in mythology.
In mythology.
So, right off the bat, and this probably is not correct, but because I don't think they have separate names, but like each of the heads of Cerberus have different, like
the dogs,
the three-headed dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I guess it is one dog.
But I have a feeling it's just Cerberus, and it's a three-headed dog.
Yeah.
So I'm probably wrong there.
Yeah,
I will tell you this. Greek and later Roman mythology.
Okay, yeah, there's a lot of crossover there.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I think there was like Greek and Roman Cerberus, wasn't there?
Yeah, there. I don't know about Cerberus actually.
Yeah, so
I was just about to go. Yeah, sure. I have no idea.
Well, what else could there be? Like three? They were all what? I don't know. Somebody's kids.
Oracles.
I should say
that's not mythology though. This is
in this case we're talking Greek mythology.
Yeah. They could be
maybe they're muses.
Muses, yes. The Moira.
Or is it what are the Pleiades again?
I don't know. Okay. That is a constellation.
It's a constellation grouping of like different. I could be totally wrong here.
The three muses were the... No.
No, there were seven muses.
Right. You're right.
He didn't name all
the
seven.
The three fates. The three fates is what I mean. The Moirae. Oh, okay. Not muses, but the three fates.
Three members of muse.
These are our names. Brontes. Stero what?
Steropes.
Narges.
What have I undone?
What have you
That's
done?
It's my muse impression. My famous muse
it's
impression.
It's uncanny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say you sound just like a Tom York ripoff.
Right? Exactly. If only I knew how to play the piano. Just do piano runs.
Watch out.
Motherfucker!
It's so funny that you play a piano to do that.
Yeah. That's my music right there. Featuring my muse.
Aww.
The three fates, or
are there three fates?
Yes.
Well, then maybe that's what it is.
And I know as a group they're called the Moirae, but I don't know their individual names.
Then I'd say let's go with that.
Okay. The three fates, the Moirae.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. They provided Zeus with his weapon of the thunderbolt. They are Cyclops.
Oh.
They are three brothers.
Okay.
In Hesiod's Theogony. They are the brothers Brontes, Steropes, and Arges, who provide Zeus with his weapon, the thunderbolt. In Homer's Odyssey, they're an uncivilized group of shepherds, the brethren of Polyphemus.
We've talked about them on the podcast before.
Indeed, we have.
The nobody thing.
But those are the three brothers that make the thunderbolt for Zeus.
Oh, okay. And they don't have a cool group name. Yeah. They're just called Cyclopses.
The three
Cyclopes.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, they don't get a cool name.
Bummer. Somebody get on that. I mean, geez. How long has it been?
Yeah, I know.
Give them a cool name.
God.
Right. I have types of dances.
Okay.
Okay.
First.
Okay. There go my headphones.
Why'd you do that?
I do that.
I'm over my drink now. Okay. Okay. You can go.
All right.
I can hear you loud and clear.
Cool.
I don't even need these headphones.
I just don't want all that noise going on.
Oh, no, I know. I'm sorry.
Types of dances. What kind of creature performs a figure eight movement called the waggle dance? What type of creature performs a figure eight movement called the waggle dance?
I mean, like a dog chasing his tail? Fuck, I don't know. There's got to be more than one animal.
They don't do a figure eight, though. I don't think they just go in a circle.
Probably not, yeah.
The waggle?
The waggle.
Down at Waggle Walk.
Let's do the waggle.
Dance your fears away. Woolies for another day. Let the music play.
What kind of creature? Prince, down because he is an otherworldly creature. Let's be real here.
The waggle dance. As Kylan and I just adjust ourselves.
Yeah. Time to get your thinking sitting on, your thinking pose.
Well, when I think of, I guess I'm thinking of waddling is my problem. I was going to say a duck. Waggle.
I'm just trying to think of animals that would do a figure eight motion, and I can't think of any. Maybe a duck, like in the water. Like if they're, I don't know, doing something.
Well, when I think of a dance and I think of animals, I think of mating.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a peacock, like the peacocking, like when the dude showing off his feathers and he's like waving around his big old feathers.
Could be.
I don't know.
Could be. Can you read the question one more time?
What kind of creature performs a figure eight movement called the waggle dance?
Figure eight movement.
Mark figure is doing it with his fingers, a figure eight motion. Now he's inverted it.
Maybe like a spider? I don't know. Like if they're... No, it doesn't seem like they would move in that kind of... Or maybe it's like a crab. I know they move sideways, but maybe they also...
Ooh, crab is good. I like crab.
Yeah.
Because they...
Yeah.
Why not?
And they move sideways.
So why not a crab?
Why not figure eight as well?
You want to go with crab?
Let's go with crab.
We're going to go with crab.
I'm sorry. Fuck. That's incorrect. Correct answer is bees. Bees. They use this dance to communicate information regarding the direction of flowers, water sources, or new nest site locations to other members of the colony. Now, while this is actually common documented behavior, it's typically not successful. Many bees just ignore the waggle dance. Studies found that only about 10% of bees follow a waggle dance's intended directions or follow the information. So one out of every 10 bees will like go, hey, I think they're trying to tell me something. And then, yeah, so it's a figure eight motion the scientists have called the waggle
dance. I remember they like figured that out. They like broke the system and they were able to find out where bees were.
Yeah, bees are, they can count and stuff.
Bees are pretty cool, except Bee Movie is not cool.
Bee Movie is kind of cool.
Can you stop?
What about My Girl?
Oh, My Girl's
the original Bee Movie.
Too sad. Yeah.
Yikes.
For real. Yeah. All right, Kyle, you have your first question.
Yes, I do. I think I'm going to start out easier. Okay. Yeah, let's stop talking about. I was just reminded of Bee Movie and I'm just in a bad mood now.
What's the deal with honey?
No, it was My Girl that was upsetting me.
Oh, yeah. But
that movie was actually
fucking
good.
Yeah, but it's fucking depressing.
It is so sad.
But then she grew up and we got to see her on Veep.
Oh, God, very funny. So good.
Yeah. And there was a sequel to My Girl.
She is. There was?
Gorgeous.
She's beautiful. Oh, yeah.
I got such a crush on her. Chomsky.
Klumsky. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Dude, she's and she's so quick-witted and acerbic on Veep.
That I was gonna say her acerbic
wit. And dude, and that like drives me bonkers. She's like beautiful and witty and like snarky. It's like the Holy Trinity for me.
Right on.
All right, Kyle.
Some of your acerbic wit. You're famous. Oh, nice.
Did you see that? Do you want me to leave?
We'll finish the episode here. Double up we got responsibilities, baby? But
is this going to be like a double nut special?
I just winked at my husband for all you listeners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could hear it.
There you go.
Her, I went, bloop.
I got to concentrate here. What's the question?
Okay. So, as recently revealed by a recent viral TikTok video, you can order an entire birthday cake at the drive-through window of which fast food restaurant?
So you roll up to the drive-through and say, one full birthday cake, please.
Yep.
And they say, do you want a name on it?
No, they say...
Oh, you just...
They just say, sure.
They've just got like 30 to 50 birthday cakes hanging out in the freezer.
They just got some birthday cakes.
Wow. Have you heard about this?
Nope.
And you said this was a viral TikTok?
Mm-hmm.
Can we get some view numbers here? Are we talking like 1 million, 2 million views?
Should I really look this up?
No.
Well, you said it was viral.
I do not want to look that up.
Can we hear the question one more time?
Yes. As recently revealed by a viral TikTok video, you can order an entire birthday cake at the drive-thru window of which fast food restaurant? And we're talking actual fast
okay,
food.
Okay, thank you. Is this what
that is? There's a drive-thru window. I specified it but in the question.
Steak and Shake does not qualify as a drive-thru. We've been through this.
All right. Well, look. It can't be McDonald's, can it? You're talking about anywhere?
So I'll get into that. But there is birthday cakes available
at some locations?
Yes.
In the United States?
Yes. I'll get into it after we go through the answer. But
not all locations?
No.
Well, that makes it tougher.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes it a lot fucking harder. This is a tough one.
I thought it was easy. Okay. My bad.
Shall we assume that McDonald's is, we would know about that? We would have heard about that? I mean,
I would, as the McRib specialist, I can tell you when the McRib is around. I can't tell you when the McBirthday cake is around.
But you don't think all those McRibs would have like a timed release ad that would play in your brain? Like, go get your birthday cake now, McRib
guy. I'm like the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone wakes me up with, they're like, furniture, rib, 27. I'm like, birthday I have cake. Been, yeah.
I need a McCake.
I don't know if it's McDonald's. I mean, yeah. I guess it would make sense in that there's such a big player.
Mm-hmm. Arby's. Arby's has been like doing crazy stuff lately, like sending out influencers, full body print, workout suits, big hats, John Morgan, Florida lawyer, weed lawyer.
Carl Tart got one, famous podcaster and actor.
Yep.
That's a really good guess.
Could it be Taco Bell? Could it be Wendy's? Could it be Hardee's? Carl's Jr. In-N-Out. Del Taco.
Crystal
Burger.
White Castle. Culver's.
Culver's has... That seems like something that they would.
It does seem pretty Culver's-y.
They love their desserts, their concrete mixers and whatnots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I want one right now.
I'd suck my dead grandfather's dick for one of those mint Oreo concrete mixers.
As Cabal would say, he's about to get his soul sucked. The new Mortal Kombat movie.
Yes.
That's got to be the most unintentionally funny line in the movie. He's about to get his soul sucked.
I think it was supposed to be funny.
Okay.
He was definitely some comic relief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kano were two of the big comic reliefs in it.
Mm-hmm.
Burger King.
Oh, we didn't even. How did we mention?
Everyone forgets Burger King.
They seem like. This seems like something that would be done by a company that was against the ropes. Yes.
Is Burger King against the ropes? I know.
I think so.
They just lost the local battle on my corner. They tore down the Burger King that was across the street from McDonald's, and they replaced it with a bank.
They're up against the ropes everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, Burger King is the lesser of the... They've lost the war.
Burger King, listen
up. They're the Pepsi.
Here's what you got to do. Like Domino's did. Admit your food sucks.
Right.
Toss out the fries first.
Yeah.
Get a new fry recipe.
For real.
Yep.
And keep the flame broiled thing, but I don't know.
People have said that the true thing to do is go to Burger King for the fries, go to McDonald's, or go to the Burger King for the burger, McDonald's for the fries.
Yeah, but I don't even mind McDonald's
burgers are okay, but like... I do think that Burger King has a superior burger between the two. But given my choice, I go to Wendy's for my burgers.
Same.
It's a good one.
Big Wendy's guy. But the tea at McDonald's is... They have great tea. That's what keeps me coming, baby.
Listen, we could be here all day talking about what you like.
Yeah.
Let's go with Culver's.
You want to go with Culver's?
I feel like that is up their alley. They would feel like, we'll cinch the dessert
market.
Let
me ask you one more question.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Is this legal?
Tell me no.
All right.
Is this like a from now on thing?
Is that going to help us with the answer?
Well, because doing a birthday cake for their anniversary or whatever, for their birthday of like 35 year or whatever, if it's going to be like a temporary thing because of that, could maybe lean us down.
35 year?
Well, like, I know it's like an anniversary, but it's like, oh, it's our 35th anniversary of Burger King.
Oh, okay.
So we're doing birthday cakes.
I see.
For this year, whatever.
Yeah. So I was reading about it a little bit when I came across this information. And it's something
Burger King launched
that they've apparently done for a while.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Culver's sounds like a smart answer, but it doesn't sound right to me.
Okay, you're just
Taco
your
Bell,
intuition is
Popeyes?
Is Popeyes fast food?
KFC? Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. Is it you got a drive through?
Yeah. Oh yeah, Popeyes. I don't know why I was thinking of Zaxby's.
They have and Popeyes, I could see them
Zaxby's
having
fast food.
I'll call that fast food too.
Is Zaxby's fast food?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
A drive through? Do you not understand the concept of
I don't need a Zaxby's. I don't know.
Oh, dude, you need to fucking get on eating a Zaxby's.
I've had it like once or twice.
Why are you letting this guy not get Zaxby's?
Zaxby's is pretty good.
My doctor advises me against this. Zaxby's is like, yeah.
You can get a
grilled chicken. I got to reserve my fried chicken for Skylar.
They have grilled chicken there.
Yeah. I got a grill. I got a grill and I got chicken.
Popeyes. Here's what's interesting about Popeyes. King cake.
Uh-huh.
King cake is a big thing that they do for Mardi Gras.
Uh-huh.
If they have those there, they could sell them as birthday cakes.
Hmm.
I know it's a little bit of a stretch, but it's something.
What if we're just overlooking the obvious here? Dairy Queen. They serve burgers, hot dogs, and frozen desserts and treats.
That's brilliant,
and kids love going there, so you got a bunch of kids that are doing and a birthday party at Dairy Queen.
I would argue that even if that's not the answer, it's still the answer that we're still right. This is one of the quizmaster's like worst nightmares, where someone gives you an answer that's like still right,
yeah,
even though you're like, that's not the answer, and it's like, well, it's still the answer, because you can definitely get a drive through and you can definitely buy a cake. Let's go with Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen is our answer.
So that's incorrect. However, I think you're also correct.
You think you get a birthday cake at Dairy Queen?
I don't know, whatever. I didn't think of Dairy Queen.
Yeah, give us your thing and I'll
So the up. Correct answer
is... Well, I'll tell you why we're incorrect. Because there's no TikTok about it.
Oh, so we are okay. Yep. Yes. Very good.
This
yep.
is not you about covered a your ass. So, hey, I got you. Don't worry.
Thank
yep.
you.
Yep.
So anyway, because that's fucking obvious. I mean,
right.
Anyway, so the correct answer is McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Whoa.
So here's the thing. Yes, it's something that. So the way the general rule of thumb is if they have a play place, they have birthday cakes just in case they have birthday parties and they need to offer a birthday cake.
Wow.
They also, some managers, however, have them in stock just to have them for like an employee's birthday, just to like have them. So they're like, it's a whole sheet cake and it costs $10 plus tax. It only comes in vanilla and it comes emblazoned with your boy, Ronald McDonald, on it. And
oh, hell yeah.
So it's not something that
Willard
they put.
Willard Scott himself.
Yeah, it's something that they don't put on the menu, but chances are if you find a McDonald's with a play place, you can go through the drive-thru and say, hey, hook me up with one of those cakes
an
that you got.
An off-menu item.
And now they are in the freezer, though, so they will give it to you frozen, but it's something that is possible.
Wow. Damn.
And yes, you can get either a round cake or a sheet cake from Dairy Queen, but you're right, the TikTok, that is a, I don't know if you'd call it a prerequisite, but... you know, it's required.
Yeah, it was
it's,
a specific.
Yeah, exactly. It's specific enough. Okay. Mark, your next question.
Thank you. What four-letter word beginning with the letter M is the name of grape juice before or during fermentation?
Grape juice?
Mm-hmm.
Grape juice is not typically fermented.
In winemaking.
Oh.
Wort?
Mort?
Maybe it's... Well,
he
I know
said it starts with an M.
Okay. I did, and then you said wort, which is definitely not an M.
Wort is beer.
Yeah.
Is what the liquid before it becomes beer.
Mush.
Mash? It could be the mash.
Mash.
That's another brewing term, but that's again for beer, not wine. But maybe there's some brewing processes that, I mean, it's not brewed, I guess. It's fermented.
Would it be maybe French, this term?
Shout out to Powell's Pub and Wine Bar.
Mm-hmm. Is that where you picked up this question?
No, but shout out to them.
Okay, yeah.
Love them just the same.
If they're listening to this episode, they're probably like, it's this, Ma.
Ryan Lace laying down the sweet beats for the new doubled feature song, too.
It's really good.
I believe that's his voice on there, too.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. It's catchy as hell.
Unmistakable.
Right.
Ryan Lace has such a specific voice.
Ryan Lazer. You can listen to him on Spotify. We should get him and Naomi in on this.
Oh, that would be so good.
Yes. Yeah. I'll talk to them toot sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
MASH is our backup, unless we can think of, I don't know. I think you're right. That's more of a beer term.
It is.
So this is it's the grape juice after it's been stomped.
It was a graveyard smash.
I mean, it could be MASH because I feel like it would still have like pieces in it before it's like filtered.
Yeah.
So, and that is what it's called in beer when there's still like, grain in it. It's called the mash. So I don't know.
He did the mash.
Unless you could think of something better. But
I just wonder if it's like a French term. There's so much wine terminology is French in origin, like terroir, which is like the I think the soil that the vines grow out of, or something that like the characteristics of the soil. I could be butchering that too.
You just said so much wine, which makes me think of the song So Much Wine by the Handsome Family.
What an amazing song.
Oh, what an amazing fucking band.
Yeah.
I bet you Seth thought of that as soon as you said So Much Wine. I bet you he was like, dang, man.
There's only so much wine. So good. I guess we'll just go with MASH.
I can't. I mean, I'm just drawing a blank as to what else it could be.
MASH.
Incorrect. The correct answer is must.
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 Must. I didn't know that. M-U-S-T.
Okay.
Is the name of that sweet, sweet juice before or during fermentation.
Okay.
I must have some.
You know, a lot of teams writing on musk. Ooh. So close.
Oh, my God. I would be so mad.
It's so far.
All right, my second question for this round for you guys. Prolific actors, the category. Prolific actors. What actor has played the highest number of distinct comic book characters in feature-length films? What actor has played the highest number of distinct comic book characters in feature-length films?
In feature-length films? Comic book characters, you said?
Yes, most distinct comic book characters.
Specifically comic book characters.
Yeah.
Who played the Green Lantern?
What's his face?
Ryan Reynolds. He
was Deadpool, Green Lantern. That's it, though. That's two.
I think he was... Was he not something else?
No. No, that's it. Because he was technically Deadpool in a different movie, right?
Wolverine.
Before he was, it was like Deadpool.
Wolverine Origins.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would count as the same character for this, by the way.
Yeah, that's
They're
what
both
I figured.
Deadpool.
Maybe it's somebody like older. Like, okay, maybe. Maybe we need to be thinking of like
J. Jonah Jameson. No, J.K. Simmons.
Oh.
He's played J. Jonah Jameson. He's played Commissioner Gordon. He's in that Invincibles cartoon, but I guess he's not acting in that. Are you counting voice acting?
In feature-length films, yes. But it has to be a feature-length film. It can't be, like, on a TV show, you know, kids' cartoon. Because that opens a whole can of worms, because, like, the guy that voices, like, Bender and stuff has done, like, 18 DC characters.
What about, Mark Hamill? Didn't he do the Joker?
He voiced the Joker in the animated series and maybe something else, but I don't think.
I guess that's it, really. He didn't really do anything other than the Joker. Because I'm also thinking of, like, comic book, like, I'm thinking, like maybe, like, a Michael Cera, who was in Scott Pilgrim, but not Michael Cera.
See, I'm also thinking of comic books that are not, like, action comic books.
Yeah, same.
Or, like, action comic books that are not, like, obviously comic book movies. I'm also trying to think of people that were in...
What about Michael Keaton? Wasn't he Birdman? Isn't that a comic?
It's not a comic.
I don't know. No? Okay.
Patrick Stewart? Was Patrick Stewart anything aside from...
Professor Xavier. Is there a Star Trek comic?
Star Trek is not a comic book, I don't think. Yeah. I mean, there have been comic books made about it, but it's not a comic book movie. I feel like there's someone that it's like, oh my god, this person's going to be in another thing.
Yeah.
Could it be a woman?
Could be. What about, are they going to be doing like a multiverse thing in
You said playing the most characters or in the most movies?
Most distinct comic book characters. So not the most movies, but like the most number of characters, distinct characters that have appeared in comic books. Or are based on comics.
Okay. John Leguizamo. I'm trying to think of like people that have like been in some strange stuff. What, John Leguizamo? No. He was in Spawn. Wesley Snipes. Blade. I'm trying to think of like some like kind of off the cuff like stranger.
Well, wait. Michelle Pfeiffer was Catwoman, and then also the Wasp lady, right? Was she in anything else other than?
Not that I can think of.
Wait. She was in. No, that wasn't a comic book. So that's just two. What about Danny DeVito? Was he anything other than the Penguin? No. Mm-hmm. Willem Dafoe is really only the Green Goblin. I think I got it. What's his name? James Brolin. Josh Brolin. Josh Brolin. He was Cable, Thanos, and Jonah Hex. That's three.
And Was he in History of Violence? Was that him or no? No, that was Viggo Mortensen or something.
Yeah, that was Viggo Mortensen.
Josh Brolin is a good. That's a good one.
I mean, here's the thing: we're only talking feature length films, and we're talking distinct characters. So that's three. I can't think of an actor who's done more than three different distinct characters. Unless we're completely missing, like, some other, like, movies, you know, that we're not thinking of that are obvious or something.
I'm trying to think of someone who's crossed over from DC to Marvel. I keep thinking that there's somebody who has done some DC shit and some Marvel shit, like back and forth. Aside from J.K. Simmons,
well, there's Catherine Hahn. She was Doc Ock in Into the Multiverse, and she was also Agnes.
A TV show, though.
And oh yeah, that's not a movie. Duh.
Man, it's not Ant-Man guy.
Paul Rudd. No, I don't think he did any DC stuff.
I keep thinking that people were like talking about what's his face being another superhero, the Deadpool guy. Ah, god damn, what was it? Maybe it was the thing in Wolverine. It was the one that people were talking about. Deadpool and Green Lantern, and that was it. I don't know. Fuck. I mean, we could just like go down this all day, I guess.
I think we should just maybe go with Josh Brolin.
Is there anybody that was in any of the old Superman movies that are in any of this stuff that played like General Zod or anybody like that?
Well, Linda Carter was in Wonder Woman, but that's well, I guess it's not Superman, but that's like same era.
Yeah. Someone that was in Watchmen. See, like all these movies like that, you know what I mean? Mm. Like like who's the guy that was playing Rorschach?
That's the guy from Little
Jack
Children.
Jackie Earl Hartley. Is that his name?
Yeah, that's the only, oh, like no. For some reason I thought he was in and again, that's a TV show.
Fuck it. Let's just go with James Brolin. We can sit here all day. I mean, I could sit here and like and suss this all day long.
Yeah.
Josh Brolin's a good guess. We're going to go with Josh Brolin.
No, I'm sorry. Willem Dafoe is also in Aquaman and Justice League, remember? So he did crossover.
Yeah.
Josh Brolin, Cable and Deadpool, you mentioned.
Cable and Thanos and Jonah Hex.
That's right.
All comics.
That's right. Ryan Reynolds. He was Deadpool, obviously.
And Green Lantern.
Green Lantern. He also played Hannibal King in Blade Trinity. And Nick Walker in RIPD, the Rest in Peace Department. You might remember that.
Well, that's four.
Little number. But the answer is...
How many movies
is
first?
Is it freaking Warren Beatty? I'm going to...
Seven movies.
Wow.
Seven movies.
Okay.
He plays Captain Jake Jensen in 2010's The Losers. Plays Casey Jones in TMNT.
Elias Koteas.
Nope.
Oh.
He plays Lucas Lee in Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Chris Evans.
Yes, that's right. It's Chris Evans. He's in Snowpiercer. He plays the character of Curtis.
I should have known.
He plays, of course, Steve Rogers, Captain America, and all the Avengers movies. He plays Loki disguised as Cap in a cameo appearance in Thor the Dark World. And Johnny Storm, the Human Torch, in the Fantastic Four movies that Fox put out.
I think if we would have gotten into Chris Evans at all, and we would have thought Chris Evans as...
I can't believe you guys, you skipped right over
him. I know, I was like, I mentioned Scott
Pilgrim
too.
He's Cap in your head.
Well, we were... Yeah. The thing was, I was trying not to think of obvious, like, Avengers stuff. I was trying to think... I mean, to be honest with you, I probably never would have guessed him still... I didn't know Snowpiercer was a comic book movie,
mm-hmm.
first of all.
Yeah.
And second of all, I don't know what some of those movies are. So,
oh, okay. But, well, The Losers is probably, I would say, the least, besides Snowpiercer, the least known comic. But that was a pretty big comic. It was like an indie comic. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and
yeah,
Fantastic
Four. Yeah, well, I know
that,
but I couldn't remember him being in that.
Right. Oh, yeah. He was like the young hotshot, you know. Before
I've never heard of RIPD.
When he was cast as Captain America, I was like, really? They got the Human Torch guy. Okay. Like,
and then
interesting
so
choice. He was great. Yeah. All right, Kyle.
Woof.
Yeah, that's wild. It's funny because I just saw on Twitter like those
pictures of his dick.
No. Oh. The fake. Oh, wasn't that going around for a while?
I was gonna say she saw that a while ago.
I tried to find it and I couldn't find it. But anyway, I was
I'll find it for you.
Oh, thanks, bud.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks for being a friend.
Mark will check his database.
Well, it was the fake movie posters from Scott Pilgrim, and they're fucking hilarious.
Yes.
Of, like, the movies that Lucas Lee was starring in.
Right.
So, anyway. So, this is my second question.
Last question of the first round.
Last question of the first round, yes.
Here we are.
I think I might have asked you this before, but I don't think I told you the answer, and even if I did, I don't know if you remember it, because your memory is terrible.
Wow. Okay.
So,
fair.
Called you out.
That's fair.
Which actor became a tournament-winning writer in the rodeo circuit after his very public and humiliating breakup with Julia Roberts?
Which actor became...
A tournament-winning writer in the rodeo circuit, like a fucking cowboy. He literally ran off and became a tournament-winning cowboy in the rodeo circuit after his very public and humiliating breakup with Julia Roberts.
No, I don't know.
And this is a big actor, so it's not like some obscure random dude.
She dated Lyle Lovett, but he's a country singer, not an actor. right?
I'd say he acts too.
He's in some movies.
Would he be?
Is that her convincing to let us know that the answer is I love it? No, he's in some movies. quick, get out the IMDb. Find Lyle Lovett.
She sang on one of his records. She sang backup.
Yikes.
You know?
Oh, no.
That's what you do. When you're Lyle Lovett and you're dating Julie Roberts, hey, baby, come to the studio.
Honey, I don't want you to sing backup on my records.
Oh, why not? You heard me do the Handsome Family. I got what it takes. Mark made me sound good.
Hey. That's my specialty. I'm not good at sounding good myself. I'm good at making other people sound good.
You're like, God damn it, I'll harmonize that. Rodeo. Rodeo man.
Rodeo rider.
Yep.
Tournament winning.
One tournament.
He is decorated.
Who dated Julia Roberts?
I don't know Sean any Penn? Of that shit.
Who didn't Sean Penn date? Tom Cruise.
You gotta think it's gonna be someone who
Richard Gere.
This is the interesting thing, is like Richard Gere is possibly a good one, and here's why.
Did they date though? Or they were in Pretty Woman together. I don't know,
but here's this is what I'm getting at. This is kind of the crux
and
of
Runaway Bride.
Richard Tiffany Gere.
Whoever it is, did they become a tournament rider and then go back to acting?
Yes.
Or did they did? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you didn't have to answer that.
I know, but I did. Right. I'll give you that.
Dip out for a little bit, get good at tournament riding, go back to the stage and screen.
Let me ask you something, Mark. How's your risk tolerance?
I'd say fair to middling.
Because I think I remember her asking me this, and I think I might remember the answer, but I don't know for sure because my memory is in fact terrible.
It's terrible.
But I could share what I think with you, and I'm just going to throw it out there. You let me know what you think.
Okay.
Woody Harrelson. Now, here's a guy who flies by the seat of his pants.
Here's a guy.
And during a breakup might say, you know what? I smoked some weed and I want to ride a horse. That's what I'm going to do.
I think I like that a lot. I think that makes a good deal of sense. Maybe that's why he talks like he's always got challenged.
Yeah. I don't know if it's, I don't know if they dated. This has nothing to do with that. This is purely, did Kyle ask me this? I think I might remember the answer. They're about the right age, you know?
We're going to go with Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
Sorry.
The correct answer is Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, wow. The Queef Man.
Yeah. So the story is they were engaged to be married.
The Christmas tree.
They were engaged to be married. And I guess right before the wedding, they had this huge falling out. And then on the day of their wedding, Julie Roberts ran off to Ireland, I think, somewhere in Europe with his best friend. And we're like
Woody
started
Harrelson.
An affair on it. No, it's some, I actually don't remember his name. Somebody like not known.
Okay.
But, and they were having like an, they left on the day of their wedding and started an affair.
What a shitty thing to do.
And then he was like, fuck it. I'm going to be a cowboy.
Pray, love.
That's fucking wild.
Yep.
That is fucking wild.
I thought so.
Kiefer Sutherland in Dark City. One of my favorite movies.
Mm-hmm.
Where he talks like this all the time. I don't know if you remember that movie. It's very good, though.
I just saw clips.
Jennifer Connelly's in that as well.
Jennifer Connelly, some other dude, some other people.
Good things.
If you like the sci-fi.
98? Right before The Matrix?
Right. It was right before The Matrix. A lot of people made comparisons and said that Dark City ripped off The Matrix. You see, like,
dates.
People that love Dark City are fucking nuts about it and will be like, people saying this ripped off The Matrix, get a life. Actually, this came out first. Right. And if you look at the years, you'd know. Actually, this did leather and long jackets first.
Right.
So there. Like, yeah, they're very mad about it.
Dark City in 98, Matrix in 99, and then Equilibrium in 2002.
Oh, yes. Which is that the one with Gun Fu?
Yes. And
I was thinking about that movie the
Christian
other day.
Bale.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, yes. Let's take a little break.
Okay, and then we'll come back with some miscorrections.
Yes.
And a second round of juicy, juicy trivia. Mm-hmm.
We're back, and we have some missed corrections. We heard some missed corrections this week. We got one here from Kevin Hunt, Fade to One, on our Discord. Kevin wrote, I would have guessed earlier we were talking about HTTPS, you know, when the secure HTTP came out. It was in 1994 by Netscape Communications for Netscape Navigator.
What I used to commonly refer to with my friends as Nutscrape.
That's a good one.
Thanks.
Tommy was like, oh, Titanic definitely came out in 1995. No, Tommy, I'm sorry. 1997. Again, that was during a sus, though, so not a true miscorrection there. We have to put some respect on Neptune's Chad Hugo's name. We forgot to mention his name when we were talking about that last episode. Chad Hugo, half of the Neptunes, along with Pharrell. And Mark, you were wondering about, well, you just said it was stupid, basically, the Cleveland Brownies, right?
Oh, the elf.
Yeah. Do you know where that comes from?
No.
It's a piece of Scottish folklore, a brownie or brownie, also known as a brune-eyed or graugach, is a household spirit from Scottish folklore that is said to come out at night while the owners of the house are asleep and perform various chores and farming tasks. A little bit like Dobby, the house elf, right?
Yeah.
I mean, seems very... A little bit,
except the house elves are...
Tell the listeners what I'm doing.
He's making like a little jerk-off motion right now.
That's not a little, that's a big jerk-off
motion. Okay, yeah. I mean, but
Jesus,
it's...
Jesus Christ, it's like a 12-inch cock right there. I don't know what the hell you got going on in them pants, but for you to say that's a little. Jesus Christ.
I mean, a little modest, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. What? Like, you know, fuck, I don't care.
You don't care?
No.
Well, now you know where it comes from. It's Scottish folklore.
Great.
You're a trivia quizmaster. You don't care at all.
I know. I mean, it's just it's,
this is when we would bring this up, Mark.
Yeah.
What do you want me to ask you a question about it next time?
Maybe.
Manu wrote in and said, "I heard recently." Oh, I'm sorry. First, he wrote in and told us, "It's always funny to hear Americans pronounce Iroquois. I think we were saying Iroquois. Yeah. So Iroquois. Manu wants us to know.
Yes, he's Canadian, so he knows.
And then he wrote in also to say, I heard recently on NPR that no definitive evidence of Amelia Earhart, her co-pilot, or her plane has ever been found. I followed that up with a quick Google search. The partial skeleton was lost in the 1930s. The most recent news was a metal plane that was confirmed to be from the plane, but then instantly debunked as inconclusive or not from the plane. Apparently, the latest kick at the can is sending corpse-sniffing pigs down crab holes to find other bones they may have dragged off. Promising, LOL. The best answer we have is maybe she died on that island, but more likely scientists and amateur sleuths are suffering from fame-chasing and confirmation bias. That's a note there from Manu. I'm not sure if that's in relation to anything in particular. Did we talk about Amelia Earhart recently? I know he's going back through the
He's on episode 80 something, I think, or 90 something. Right. I was gonna say he's on a tear because he's been talking to me a couple times and he's like asking me about questions. He's like, hey, this thing, and I'm like, I don't fucking remember at all. I barely remember what I had for lunch last week, and I definitely don't remember some of this shit. But yeah, I think someone, it may have been Kyle or somebody, had a question about like whose remains were found.
I tried to find it in the archives. I couldn't see anything. But in case you are catching up and you remember, you can let us know. Or there's just a Amelia Earhart update there for you from Manu. Thanks, Manu. Thanks, everybody who wrote in. If you'd like to write us with a missed correction, a rate my question, or even just a little no note, you can write to us at nononsensetrivia@gmail.com. Call us at 1-929-356-6966 or find us on social media. Sports terminology.
Okay. Okay.
What is the technical term for the line that the player must stand behind when throwing darts?
I actually wrote this question and I forgot what the answer is. Oh, wait, no, I remember. It's the Oche. Oche. No. O-C-H-E.
Well, that is how you spell it, but that is not how it's pronounced.
Okay.
Should I ask a different one?
Sure.
I'll give you that, though.
Yay.
Of course you should get that, but you did write that question.
I did write that question.
Yes. Let's see. What do we got here?
I was going to say a different. I remember my dad was a huge darts player, and where he used to play, which is now one of the places he used to play, they had a sign that said "The buck starts here,"
mm-hmm.
and so I thought that maybe it was called the buck.
Mm-hmm.
But. Oh no, it's got some other terms like the throw line, but the technical term is the aki.
Aki,
and okay. There's dubious origins to that. They don't know where exactly that term came from.
Dubious,
whether it's like from the sport hockey or there's some other like close words in other languages. Mm. So they're not sure about that. Let me know if you wrote this one. Emmy Awards, the category. Mel Brooks won 3 Emmy Awards for portraying the character of Uncle Phil as a guest actor on what 90s sitcom?
So you wrote this. And you asked it to me, but I don't remember the answer.
Okay. I guess it's going to have to be good enough.
Mark, what do you think? Do you want to continue with this question?
Yeah, we can continue this question if you don't remember the answer.
I don't. But it's like, I feel like if we start sussing, I'm going to remember.
Well, I mean, how different is that from just having information, I suppose? I don't know. It's up to you, I guess.
Because
yeah,
I remember,
I'm cool with it.
Okay. Can you repeat it?
Yes.
Now that we've decided, we're definitely going with this question.
Mel Brooks won 3 Emmy Awards for portraying the character of Uncle Phil as a guest actor on what 90s sitcom?
Oh, I remember now. Okay, never mind.
What is it?
It's Mad About You.
Yeah.
You want to try one more time?
Yep.
This is just free trivia. This is just free trivia for these people.
Because I remember then you say, you remember the guy is Jewish and his uncle.
Yeah, Paul Reiser.
Yeah.
I see. All right. So just as an aside, I like that question because there is a famous Uncle Phil from a 90s sitcom.
Mm.
But people arguing that Mel Brooks was on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air would be like, that's right. A stretch.
Yeah.
Like his name's Uncle Phil, but that was not Mel Brooks.
Right. Yeah.
let's see here. Should not have asked you all those questions in the bonus episode last time. Congressional age gaps. Oh. This is a hot topic with the Matt Gaetz legal defense team. No, it's got nothing to do with that.
She's like, I already know.
Who are the oldest and youngest members currently serving in the U.S. Senate?
Well, this isn't an evergreen question, young man.
No, it's not.
But it's okay.
Is the oldest fucking Mitt Romney?
I don't think he's the oldest.
I have some evergreen facts after this, though, so I can share that.
Who is the youngest?
Well, AOC is congresswoman, right? Not a senator. Right?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Okay, so, because I would say her, but she's not.
Rand Paul?
Is he's old as fuck, right?
I think he's young.
Oh, he's young? Okay.
Oh, shit. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Is Barack Obama still a senator? Just kidding.
Well, actually, Bernie's pretty old, isn't he?
Bernie Sanders is a great guess for
oldest.
So
maybe he's the oldest, and then the youngest would be maybe... Fucking no.
Could it be AOC? Is she not a senator?
No,
is
there a possibility she's a congresswoman? Yeah. Ayanna Pressley. What is that her name?
I'm no help.
I suck.
Hey, me too, sister. You want to say Rand Paul?
Let's just say Rand Paul and Bernie Sanders.
We're going to say Rand Paul and Bernie Sanders.
No. Nope, neither of those. Dianne Feinstein of California is 87 years old.
Oh, shit.
And John Ossoff recently elected to Georgia Senator, 34, youngest senator serving.
Okay.
Don Nichols, was elected in 1980 at the age of 32. So he has the youngest senator of the modern era, but the youngest ever was John Henry Eaton, who was 28 when he was elected as senator, November 16th, 1818. He served until 1829. He would later go on to serve as governor of Florida in the 1830s, as well as the U.S. minister to Spain.
Hit me with that Strom Thurmond.
What, his age is?
Oldest.
I don't know that he was the oldest.
Oh, he was fucking he was old he was in his shit, hundreds, for sure. I think. When he was serving.
Let's see here. Hold on. I think I might have something here about the oldest.
I think I might have something here. Hold on. Wait a minute.
The oldest freshman senator ever was Rebecca Latmeer Felton of Georgia as well at 87. She was elected at 87.
How old was damn Strom Thurmond?
Well, that was the oldest freshman, so that means the oldest elected.
Oh.
The second oldest freshman senator ever was Andrew Jackson Houston, a Democrat of Texas in 1941. He was 86. Frank Lattenberg was 78 when he was elected in 2003. Strom Thurmond, I mean, he was young when he was elected, but yeah, I don't know if he was the oldest or not. You want him Strom to have a record? Thurmond. Is that what's going on?
Oh, he's just an old piece of shit.
Not anymore. Yeah, now he's Christ. Just a piece of shit.
Indeed. All right, here's your here's
as usual.
First question of the second round for me. What singer and musician accepted the 2021 Grammy Award for Best R&B Album of the Year, marking their 12th total?
Beyonce.
Wait, one more time, though?
What singer and musician accepted the 2021 Grammy Award for Best R&B Album of the Year, marking their 12th Grammy total?
Isn't it Beyonce? She, like, won a record. She, like, broke a record or something.
Broke her own record over the mantle.
Man, I just like went right past the Grammys, I think.
I was paying attention because I was hoping Phoebe Bridgers would win at least one. But she did not. Like she like Beyonce won like record of the year, I think. And R&B, best R&B album, I think.
Okay. 12? I mean, yeah, I can see her having 12.
Yeah.
Didn't she win 7 in one night?
I think so. That sounds right.
Yeah, let's go with it. I don't have a better answer. Beyonce.
Sorry, that's incorrect. The correct answer is John Legend.
Oh. John Legend. I didn't realize he had a new album out, even.
Won the 2021.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I don't know who won that.
Beyonce
I
mean, has 28 Grammys.
Okay.
12 pales in comparison.
Wow, yeah. EGOT winner John Legend.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, is it my turn?
It's my turn.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh,
wait a minute. Yeah, he's your turn.
My bad.
Skip me.
Damn.
I'm just all flustered because of those questions.
Forget Skip Bo, this is Skip Boo. See
what I did there? That was very funny.
Thank you.
You're very funny. Okay, this is a video games question.
Uh-oh. Okay. Lee looks to me like, let me get this microphone close to my mouth.
Square, the video game company previously known as Squaresoft, released which horror RPG in 1998? The first Square game to be rated M for mature.
Horror RPG.
Mm-hmm.
House on Haunted Hill?
No.
1998. For PlayStation 1.
Resident Evil?
Is that an RPG?
I don't know.
That's the only thing.
Video game guy.
Like, Final Fantasy is an RPG. You can, like, level up your characters, upgrade their abilities and stuff like that.
Okay.
I
was thinking, like, first person, I guess.
Mm-mm. So Fallout is kind of considered to be a first-person shooter RPG because you can actually level up your character and stuff like that. But I think this is much more rudimentary. So in 98, they were putting out like Final Fantasy 7 with Cloud and the big Buster Sword. So there was like another game that they put out around this that was horror based. Silent Hill, Parasite Eve, Resident Evil. Those are not Square games. But they are horror games. Fatal Frame?
Dude, this is so all you.
Fatal Frame is like a... Is that a Square game? It's like a ghost photography game. It kind of feels like The Ring.
Every game I keep thinking of, I'm just like, that's not a, I guess that's not a RPG.
Yeah.
Half-Life? That was Steam.
Yeah, that was Steam. Or Valve.
Valve. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Steam is the software.
Software, yeah.
Showing
my noob status.
It's all good.
Flashing around my noob card.
We're just sussing here. It's okay, Mark. Feel free to, this is an open sus area.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I just know these fucking listeners. God damn it.
Man, I never played Fatal Frame, but I feel like it could be an RPG.
Can I go with that?
I don't know if Square made it or not. That's the thing. They did. I can't even name, besides Final Fantasy, what else did they do? Chrono Trigger?
If it's the final one, why are there so many of them?
Do you want to know?
No.
There's a reason.
They thought that it was going to be their last game. Because they weren't doing good as a
business.
Didn't
I just say I don't want to know?
I don't believe you. When you say that, I feel like you're just fucking with me. I feel like you do care. No, I do. I feel like you do.
It's interesting.
Yep. And then it was a success, so they made more Final Fantasies.
They should have just called it something else. Next Fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
And another Fantasy. Fantasy 4.
You thought that
Why
was the
are
last
you still
one?
Buying these? Still fantasying. You want to go with Fatal Frame?
Let's do it.
We're going to see Fatal Frame.
That is incorrect.
We're not getting any right this episode.
The correct answer is Parasite Eve.
Really?
Yes. It was made by Squaresoft.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mark.
Did you say that?
I did.
He did.
I rattled off like Resident Evil, Parasite Eve, Silent Hill.
Oh, yeah, that was in there.
Wow.
Wow.
Yep, I played that game.
Huh.
What was the, what's the premise?
It's so...
She's a parasite. Her name is Eve.
You play as this, like, detective, like this New York detective cop lady, and you're investigating, like, this, like, series of weird events. Of weird cells that are mutating in a human body in a weird way, and like the body has like it becomes like this monster, and it's like terrorizing New York, and you have to kind of, it turns out to be like a parasite taking over this lady's body, and then now they're trying to like populate the earth with these little like
Sounds cool.
Yeah.
I mean, for a video game, not in real life, obviously.
It was rated M for mature for violence. And then there's like a
So it was their first rated M game.
Yeah, it was rated M for violence and nudity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't think Fatal Frame was rated M. I forgot about that.
Because you got to see some titties right before she turns into...
That's exactly why it's rated M. That's it. Mm-hmm.
Got to see them anime titties.
You know, it's funny because I remember being like, there's no nipples on the titties. That's weird.
Like, man, a titty with no nipple is just...
That's like a Barbie doll. Like,
yeah, I don't need that. I don't want to see titties without nipples. It's kind of like when they airbrush people's teeth. Have you ever seen famous people without teeth? Where they airbrush people's teeth out?
It can be sexy, you know? I mean, yeah.
I'm sorry?
It can be sexy.
The no teeth thing?
No, not the no teeth thing. The no nipple thing.
Well, you know? I mean, I think that like covering a breast up and not revealing the nipples is hot, but not have an all titty, no nip.
Well, some people have, you know, medical procedures and stuff to remove their, you know. Yeah. Is it my turn or is it yours?
I should say in a weird airbrushed way,
a censored way.
It's bizarre.
Let the nipple be out. Let it do its thing.
If it want to be out, let it be out.
Right.
If you want to see Nip, see Nip. Is it my turn or your turn?
I don't know.
Whose turn Lee's
is it?
Turn.
It's your turn. Okay. 90s music.
Mm-hmm.
90s music. Inspired by a visit to the Soviet Union, what 1991 power ballad holds the record for best-selling single by a German artist or group?
One more time.
Inspired by a visit to the Soviet Union, what 1991 power ballad holds the record for best-selling single by a German artist or group?
Is there any German artists in the 90s that were... I don't know.
I got a mix up here.
Okay.
Before, where are Scorpions from? They're from Germany, right?
I don't know who Scorpions is.
The Scorpions?
No.
You don't know the Scorpions?
No.
Yes, you do.
What song do they do?
Here I am. Rocking like a hurricane. Here I am. They're German, right? I think I called them Russian before.
Okay.
But I think they're German. And I think the song is Winds of Change. Do you remember the song? Take me to the magic of the moment on a hoary night. We're the children of tomorrow in the wind, on the winds of change, the winds of change. It's like this
doesn't
song.
Sound like a power ballad to
oh,
me.
Oh, it's power ballad-y. Yeah. I'm doing a little bit faster.
Okay, okay. You know, there was a song you played for me recently, and I think this is the band that you're, this is why you played this song for me, is because you're, because of this question. But I don't remember what the band is, because I remember thinking the song was stupid and cheesy.
It's probably the Scorpions. Because I think I asked a question, either this question or a question like it, and I called them Russian. I thought they were Russian for some reason, but they're German. And in my heart of hearts, I knew Scorpions were German, but I called them Russian because they mentioned Gorky Park.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Gorky Park was Russian, which I think it is.
It is.
It's a German band talking about Russia.
Okay.
I think it's Winds of Change.
Okay, then let's just go with that. You sound really
confident.
We're going
to say Winds of Change.
I don't know.
Hell yeah! Hey.
There you go. Nice rendition as well.
Thank you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Nailed it. Yes, wind. It's called Wind of Change.
I'm sorry,
technically, Wind of Change. But yeah, I will give that to you. Yeah, written by the lead singer after a visit to the Soviet Union.
Yeah, see, that's what screwed me up. I was like, why would they be talking about Gorky Park and all this shit if they weren't from Russia?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because they had experienced some pretty fucked up shit in their country as well.
Yeah.
The country we know as Germany.
Yep. All right. So
here is your second question for me. I hate to do it to you, Lee. I know you don't like it. Leg warmers quickly became a fashion fad thanks to the film Flashdance, which was released in what year?
It's like 85 or something. 86, yeah. 84. In that range.
I thought 84. That was my first thought.
Okay.
But maybe that's a little too early. Flashdance, Dirty Dancing. No, Flashdance came out first.
Yes, it did.
Might even be 83. You want to go with 84?
I want to go with 84.
1984.
Sorry, that's incorrect. 1983.
Oh, god damn it.
1983.
You're so close.
Fair enough. All right. That's our second round, right?
No. Or,
no?
Oh. Motherfucker. Wow. Okay. Jesus Christ.
Motherfucker.
I have a really good lawyer. When you want to get divorced, just let me know.
Hey.
I'm just kidding. I don't have a lawyer.
I'd rather die. Okay.
Thanks, babe.
Okay.
That was a suicide promise.
As popularized.
No, no.
Oh, God. All right. As popularized in a... in a Twitter meme.
Twitter.
I mean, really, and it's a meme. It's I've seen it, but that's
a lot of meme-oriented questions this episode. Well,
it was mostly on Twitter where I've seen it. The simultaneous use of purple, pink, and blue light is often used in nightclubs as well as studio lighting for film and television. It is known as what? There's like a technical term for it. The simultaneous use of purple, pink, and blue light, often used in nightclubs, as well as studio lighting for film and television, is known as what? And it is the subject of a meme. It'll be like a character in this lighting, and then next to it, the definition.
Right, like in Uncut Gems when they're in the nightclub watching The Weeknd.
Yes, that is actually an example cited for this type of lighting.
Well, that's really interesting because I know they use that lighting to depict bisexuality.
Right, that's what I was thinking, bisexual lighting.
Yeah, I was going to say bi lighting.
Sure, I think they're basically the same.
But thing. I know that it's used a lot, especially in HBO shows and stuff, when a character is either bisexual or maybe possibly transgender, something like that. You know, the mixture of, you know, the masculine and feminine.
Right, right. And yeah, exactly. The pink and blue. And I've seen the meme format where it's, you know, one screenshot of this Wikipedia article or the Google search info box that says, you know, the combination of these colors is known as bisexual lighting. And then the second screenshot of the meme is some frame of a movie or TV show or a comic or something, you know, indicating that that character is bisexual. I feel pretty confident about this.
We'll say bi or bisexual lighting.
That's correct.
Yes. I was just wondering, like, bisexual the technical lighting. Aspect of it, if it was going to be, like, more technical.
No. Right. When you said technical term, I was like,
oh, yeah. I was like,
is that a technical term? Like, do they say, rig up the bisexual lighting?
Yeah.
It isn't. And actually,
put those gels in. They use LEDs.
It's like commonly referred to as bisexual lighting. And then there are some people who actually work in the industry that are like, I've never known about this. And yet other people are like, yes, it is. Like,
and that is great lighting, by the way.
Yeah, it looks great.
Do you want me to throw you one more question since I asked you a year question?
No, I mean,
that's all right. As long as you're
We got some rake with my questions here to get through.
Oof. All right.
We put out the call, and boy, did we get some answers coming in.
Fantastic. All right. Well, let's take a quick break, and then let's come back and rate one or two of these bad bastards, and then come up with our final questions.
Yeah. Okay, we're back, and it's time for some Rate My Questions.
Where's Kyle?
I just haven't been able to do it this tonight.
You were looking at your phone. What do you mean I haven't been able to do it?
I'm sorry. Are you calling me out for being on my phone, Mark Davis?
I'm just saying, in that particular instance, you were like, I haven't been able to.
Well, now I've seen it all.
It's okay. We got it. Lee and I are here. We got a hand.
World pros. World hand.
Hey.
All right. We have a question here from Miles Amaral, or Amaral. I think the T might be silent on there. It seems French.
Okay. Right? Amarot.
Amaralt.
Amaralt.
Not sure about the T there. Yeah. Miles writes, hey, guys, I feel this one might be in your wheelhouse, but let's give it a try. Mark, tell me if this sounds familiar. I thought we might have addressed this, but I got an email from him saying, don't know if this fell through the cracks or what.
Okay.
What game was banned in New York City in the early 1940s until 1976 for being classified as a game of chance? Because then Mayor LaGuardia argued that games of chance were a form of gambling. I'll read that one more time. What game was banned in New York City in the early 1940s until 1976 for being classified as a game of chance? Because then Mayor LaGuardia argued that games of chance were a form of gambling. So from 1940 to 1976, a game was banned in New York City because it was basically considered gambling. It is a game of chance.
I think maybe I've read about this before, and I think it might be Monopoly.
Banned unless, from 1940 to 1976?
Maybe it wasn't made that early.
It doesn't sound familiar to me.
What if it's trivia?
Oh, no.
A trivia ban for 3 decades.
I guess it's partially chance, you could argue.
You could argue anything.
Fair enough.
Games. Games of chance. Could be any kind of sport. Billiards? That wouldn't be a game of chance. No one would confuse that for a game of chance.
Three card Monty?
I don't know. I've never played poker. Poker banned in New York.
Until 1976?
Damn. I don't think so. I feel like that would be well known. But okay, so you got 1976 to present. That is a long time for something to get reintegrated as like a normal thing. Maybe it is poker.
Well, I mean, just because it was banned doesn't mean like they enacted, like they enforced the ban.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they, you know, like, you know, fucking you can't, you know, fucking keep fucking, you know, ostrich in your backyard in Alabama or whatever. It's like, could just be one of those rules where it was written in 1940 something, but by the 1970s, LaGuardia was gone. Ed Koch was
AKA Ed Lover,
maybe at that point, and you know, finally was like, oh, okay, this old thing.
I just feel like poker is chance is an element in it, but there's tons of skills. Nobody would say it's purely a game of chance. You know, it's got to be like a lottery or something.
Shoots and ladders. That's like purely chance.
Yeah.
There is no skill. That's why I hate that game so much. There's no skill whatsoever.
There doesn't seem to be any real stakes, though. So saying it's gambling, I mean, wouldn't you just get laughed at? And
well,
by year 15, you're like, still no shoots and ladders. We're not doing it. Keeping our foot down for another 20 years at least.
Sorry is another game of just chance.
Pop-o-matic trouble. Pop-o-matic, baby. Game of chance. What are we missing here?
I mean, look, you're right that poker does take skill, but it is also largely chance. Like,
I feel like maybe poker, especially if they're like hardcore about trying to outlaw gambling and not do any gambling stuff.
Jelly bean counting.
It is in gambling. The jar. Could be that. Weight guessing.
Mm-hmm. Game of chance. Isn't there like a thing that Parcheesi, it is a game of chance and skill.
Yeah, but you don't gamble.
Right, and it is an end skill. Not just chance.
I mean, the gambling thing is the thing where it's like, okay. Mm-hmm.
The game of life. What is a bigger gamble than the game of life?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess we can go with poker. I'm drawing a blank here.
We're going to go with poker.
All right. Let's take a look. Pinball.
Pinball. I think we may have had this. Now that I've heard that answer, it sounds vaguely familiar.
Oh, man, I don't know. I searched our database, though. I guess it's possible I missed some. Hopefully this is not a repeat.
And that makes sense as to why they say it's like gambling because it costs money.
Right.
That was the hard disconnect, was like, what do you have to pay to play? But I mean, like, yeah, you know, you're always going, the game is always going to end at some point.
Yeah.
Damn LaGuardia.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I give this a Pibs, I guess. I mean,
there isn't really a built-in hint.
There's no built-in hint, yeah. So, yeah, I guess I give it a piz. A piz. But I think it's a good question.
I wish there was one little clue. Just something like maybe like arcade game.
First developed by the Phoenicians or something.
Just
wherever
something
pinball came from.
To put us in the right direction. Not just like, okay, well, that could be a card game. It could be a board game, you know. Just something. But other than that, it's a good question.
What arcade game? That was one that I was thinking I didn't say. It was like skee ball.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know why that came into my mind. It's kind of like pinball in a way.
Yeah.
In a weird way.
I give it an A+. Love it.
Yeah.
Great.
It's a good question.
Great question.
It is a good question, for sure.
You must have your own rating system. You might remember.
Can't have pibs. You can't have letter grade.
Yeah.
Any other kind you want to make up?
I will give it. Okay, I'm going to give it a motherfucker with 3 exclamation points.
Motherfucker!
An excited affirmative motherfucker.
Okay.
Not a sad, angry motherfucker.
Fair enough.
Great. Yeah, that. I mean, you own that here, so
yeah.
Might as well lean into it. All right, and then we have a call here. I hope this is a rate my question.
Have you not listened to it yet?
No, I like to be surprised.
Hello,
with you guys.
It's I, Jeopardy Man.
Oh.
No, just kidding. Hey, Lee and Mark, it's Alex Patton. Got a rate my question for you. I heard your call out for some questions, so here you go. Here's one. I will email you guys a copy of the question and answer so you can read it again. My question is, what phrase similar to a word meaning bread is used when a ship or aircraft encounters an emergency that has no immediate danger to anyone's life or the vessel itself and is less severe than a mayday call. All right, good luck, guys. Love the podcast. Catch you later.
Similar to bread?
What phrase similar to a word meaning bread is used when a ship or aircraft encounters an emergency that has no immediate danger to anyone's life or the vessel itself and is less severe than a mayday call? So this is a step before mayday.
You know, I've actually heard this question before, but I don't remember the answer.
Oh, helpful.
Yeah.
Is it pan?
Pan is the first thing I thought of.
Pan means bread. It says similar to a word meaning bread. Similar to a word meaning bread. So pan means bread, but it needs to be similar to that. Like pan call?
It could very well be. I mean, but then I'm thinking about Pan Am, the airplane, mm-hmm. and it's like, that sounds like it would be confusing.
A pan for Pan Am?
We got a Pan Am. Pan Am pan.
Loaf? I don't think it would be dough, because dough doesn't mean, it's not similar to bread.
No.
It's like pre-bread. It is the must of bread.
A word for bread? Is that what he said?
Similar to a word for bread. A word meaning bread.
Meaning bread.
Yeah.
Pen?
Mm-hmm. What other words mean bread?
That's what I was trying to think.
German for bread.
Baguette? Fuck it. We got a fuck it call.
Yeah, fuck it about it. I'm sorry.
Forget about it, yeah.
I don't know.
I saw Kristen give Fletcher one of those looks.
Yeah.
Ugh. Jesus. To be married.
A pan call. That's all I got. I have nothing.
I'm just trying to think of different terms for bread, and I'm thinking like a boule, which is like the shape of like a round bread. I'm trying to think of like different.
Yeah, I mean, if it's saying just bread in general, then yeah, pan, like P-A-N or P-A-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
Like what's that one fucking French place?
Au bon pain.
That.
Oh, I thought you were saying Panera.
A good bread.
Mm-hmm.
A bon pain. Au bon pain.
Pantera.
Ah, yes, bread terra.
Yeah.
That means bread earth.
Pantera! It's not an emergency, but...
Pantera means bread earth. Yeah, let's say pan.
Bread earth.
Are we okay with the T-E-R-R-A? That's how Pantera got their name, was bread earth.
Bread earth.
The whole earth. Dude, what if the whole earth was made out of bread, and you could just reach out and grab some and dip it in your soup?
That would be a vulgar display of flour, am I right?
Oh, my God. All right, look up the fucking answer immediately. Holy shit.
You summoned that joke.
That is amazing, and I'm mad I didn't think of it. And it's terrible.
So the answer is pan. Sure, why not? I'm going to give that to us.
Yeah.
You know, if you were on a boat and you heard somebody say pan, you'd probably be like, they mean pan.
Oh, no, we just got to call it a Pan Am pan.
Yeah.
That's why they shut Pan Am down.
Wikipedia says the radio telephony message pan is the telephony. International. Thank you. The international telephony. Hey, pick up the telephony. It's a fake phone. The international standard
really
urgency signal that somebody aboard a boat, ship, aircraft, or other vehicle uses to declare they have a situation that is urgent, but for the time being does not pose an immediate danger to anyone's life or vessel itself, just as Alex said in the question. Well done. Yeah. I would say that's a good pibs. I mean, the similar to a word meaning bread is my built-in hint there.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't edit the wording at all. Popular, interesting, down here in Southwest Florida, I get boating trivia requests every week when I ask people what they want trivia about. So definitely for us, it's a pibs, I would say.
I'll give it an A+. Great question.
I'll give it a motherfucker with 4 exclamation points.
Wow. Damn. All right, let's hear it.
Motherfucker! Enthusiastic. Nice. Yeah.
Beautiful.
All right.
So many Zerberts. Hey, let me just tell you, I was shocked at how many people had heard Zerbert. The reason I put that is because, again, so self-conscious. Last week we had Tommy on. He had never heard of Zerberts.
Yeah.
we had asked, I think I asked John Lane or John.
Yeah, for our listeners, Mark has been asking this kind of like as a warm-up question before we get started with the episode.
Yeah, I'm warming up our guests by like, asking if they ever heard of a raspberry referred to as a Zerbert.
Yep.
But let me see here. No nonsense trivia podcast.
Yes, Mark, that's where you are right now. As of
today's date, the 25th, we have had how many people? Did I skip over it already?
Yeah, get in our Facebook group, by the way.
Yeah, our Facebook group. We did. We do have a bunch of fun stuff on there, like we tell you every night. 32 people. I can't believe how many people fucking voted in this thing. 32 people no, 26 people yes. Which 26 people having heard of a Zerbert, other than, and I specified, other than the episode where I asked a question about Zerbert, having heard of it before made me feel okay.
Yeah. And it made me feel like an idiot because I got that question wrong.
And we got like three or four people who were like, oh, that was from the Cosby Show. I'm like, we said that in the episode. So we did say that in episode.
There's nothing wrong with showing off what you know. That's what we're all about. Yeah. You know, don't take it personally, Mark. I know you want the glory. You got the glory on the episode. Don't worry.
Hey, just worried.
All right. Hey, I'm just worried over here.
Kyle Ann. Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Did you want to tell people?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. If you'd like to write us with a rate my question or a missed correction or a little no note or even a factoid alert, I suppose, please do so at nononsensetrivia@gmail.com or call us at 1-929-356-6966.
A 6-6. Kyle Ann?
Yes.
Would you be so kind?
Do us the kindness as to of the ask, question.
I like how you looked over at your phone like you were like, one more time. You looked for over old time's at it like, sake. I'm going to grab this buddy.
I got him.
Ooh, I got to play trombone with the Free Coasters the other day. We had someone that. Sitting here for drums. And man, what a fucking blast. Like, nice. Looked at my trombone. I was like, this whole thing. Mm-hmm. We dust this bad boy off. And it was a lot of fun.
Trombones
Hello, are trombone, my old trombone friend.
I've come to blow you again.
Okay, here's my final question. George Fisher is a master of the crane game machine, and in his spare time clears out as many of them as he can so he can donate the toys he wins to hospitals and charities. However, he is best known for being the lead singer of which Tampa-based metal band?
Fuck! I know this. All your questions are based off fucking memes.
Yeah.
You were just like looking at Facebook going, oh, okay.
You can get a lot of good trivia from memes, you know.
You can. Yeah. Do you know this?
Yes.
Okay.
Do. You do?
I do.
You saw, okay, well, this then guy, I take back my fuck.
This guy has a well-physiqued neck from years and years of headbanging.
Oh, yeah.
He is the lead singer of Cannibal Corpse.
That is correct.
Yeah, okay. I was right on that one.
So I was that thinking was such them or Entombed. I couldn't remember where Entombed is from, but I knew it was some band like that.
Yeah. George Corpse Grinder Fisher Corpse Grinder. Of Corpse Cannibal Grinder, yes. Corpse. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
he has appeared in Ace Ventura Pet Detective.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a band in that.
You were going to drop that information?
Yeah. And sorry. He's
Mr. I don't want anybody talking over me. Just talked over your fact.
Whatever.
You've been lead.
I'm used to it.
All right, we're gonna save that. All right, we're gonna save that one for couples therapy. Lee, do you want to go? Do you want to go now or you want to go last?
Wait, did you have you? It sounds like you had more info.
Yes.
Oh, I thought that was it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, it's so he clears out these crane game machines and then he posts it on Instagram. So if you look at his Instagram feed, it's like him with like stuffed animals and shit and yeah.
I find that's usually the case. The rougher people seem, the usually the more kind-hearted they are. You know?
Dude, metal people are. I grew. You know, I cut my teeth listening to metal when I was younger. Metalheads are oftentimes the fucking nicest folks in the world. And every time we got a metalhead at work when I worked at the mall full time, they were always the fucking sweetest people. And then you'd get someone dressed all nice and they'd be like a complete piece of shit.
Yeah.
Metalheads just pound for pound. James Scott, Amanda's husband, as metal as you get, and just the sweetest fucking guy on the face of the planet.
Oh, yeah. Super nice guy.
Like, he shows up to all of her fucking shows and he fucking helps us fucking move gear. Like, The sweetest guy.
Yeah. Shout out James. Burned at the Stake. He's indeed in that band.
Yes.
Mark, how about you take the next one?
All right. I'd love to. Here is my final question. What famous sailor was featured in animated films in 1935, 1936, 1993, and 2000? This is a fictional famous sailor. What famous fictional sailor was featured in animated films in 1935, 1936, 1993, and the year 2000?
Is it Popeye?
The year 2000.
That was my first thought.
Yeah.
Popeye had a live action movie starring Robin Williams, I think in his first movie role. But that was in the 80s.
I don't know if that was his first, but it was definitely early.
Yeah.
Super early.
Didn't they... isn't Sinbad a sailor? Wasn't there like a 90s Sinbad animated movie?
Maybe.
And one in the 2000, like The Legend of Sinbad?
An animated sailor, not mm-hmm. specifically a sailor, not a pirate, but a sailor.
Right. Yeah, I don't think Sinbad was a pilot or pirate.
No, he wasn't.
He was a pilot. He was a pilot, not a pirate. What about like, I don't know if 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea?
Would that be considered a sailor?
No. Sailors use the wind to sail. Yeah, I guess Popeye. I don't know why Sinbad is kicking around in my head. I could be totally wrong about that.
They made a Sinbad movie in 1993 and 2000.
I know there was at least one. I wonder if, like... What about that movie Titan A.E.? Was that based on, like, a real sailor, but it's like a sci-fi version? I'm not sure I ever saw that one.
Maybe?
Disney movies from 93. Was that Little Mermaid? No, that was 89,
no,
right?
No, 89.
93 was, like, Lion King. Right? So Disney wasn't doing a sailor movie.
Or, like, Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm. No sailor there.
Wait, no, Pocahontas. So what about like John Smith?
I don't know that I would consider him to be a sailor. I mean, colonist.
Is anybody else in that realm? Because wasn't there a 2000 movie, The New World? It was like the same story.
That wasn't animated.
No, it wasn't.
That was a live action movie.
So they were animated in all instances of this appearance, Mark?
I'm sorry?
The sailor was like animated in every single...
Yep, in those. Yeah.
So I don't know that Popeye existed in 1935. Sinbad, I think, is based on a legend.
Okay.
That's all I got. Captain James Cook.
I don't know why I'm thinking it's like a pirate, because pirate legends have been told for like centuries. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So like if they were going to be animated.
But why wouldn't he say pirate? Why would he say sailor?
To make us not guess a pirate? To make it harder?
I don't think that Mark would. I mean.
Mark wouldn't make a question harder on purpose for us. Yes, he would.
Did I do that?
Yeah. I don't know. I think that would be kind of a dirty trick.
Okay.
Like. To say it's like, oh, it's, you know, Blackbeard, the pirate.
Okay.
I called him a sailor to trick you guys. Like, I feel like it's a sailor, you know, like.
Okay.
I don't know what Sinbad did. I don't think he was a pirate. He could have been.
Was Marco Polo a sailor?
I would definitely call him an explorer is my descriptor. I feel like there's just like some, there's like an honor code to like be descriptive without. I know we've broken that sometimes here to like artificially. We have done that. We've artificially made the questions more difficult sometimes. But Yeah.
Did we do that?
You've been smoking that purple Urkel. Did you see that?
I did see that, yes.
You know he's selling it to Cody from Step by Step. That's his first customer.
He's not selling to Laura.
Oh yeah, I guess he would stick within the family Family Matters universe first. Well, this is like a shared universe, right? Didn't they do crossovers?
I'm sure.
The TGIF crossover.
They're living in
that. I'm a fan of the TGIFU. Thank God it's Friday Universe.
Is it like Captain Hook or something?
When did Peter Pan come out? Later, that was like the 60s, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Got quiet.
Got a little worried there.
Sinbad.
Okay.
Let's do it.
I don't think it's right, but let's do it.
Sinbad.
The correct answer is Sinbad.
Ah! Oh!
Sinbad is correct.
Okay.
And no one at my trivia got that right, I don't think. Maybe someone
would you
did.
Look at that?
Okay.
Would you look at that?
Let me see if anybody got it right. I don't think anybody did. A lot of people writing Popeye.
I'm walking like Vince McMahon.
Yeah, no one got it right. So the way I came up with this question was that in his third voyage, he fought
the Cyclops.
Cyclops.
Ah, yeah.
And, I started kind of poking into it a little bit. And that's when I found the names of the three Cyclopes, and decided to make that its own question and decided I would ask another question related to Sinbad. And the interesting thing is a lot of people, when they think of Sinbad, they don't think of him as a sailor, though he is called Sinbad the Sailor. A lot of people just think of him as a dude running around on land with a giant scimitar,
right?
You know, fighting people or whatever. But he is known as Sinbad the Sailor.
Somewhere in my mind, there is a image of a sailboat, and it says like the Legend of Sinbad.
There you go. Well, that place in your mind. Mm-hmm. Hey,
that is a clean mind palace location right there.
Yeah, stick to this one. He's good.
All right, let's close out with a different animated movies question of the Disney variety. Of the 13 official Disney princesses, which is the only one who has violet eyes? Of the 13 official Disney princesses, which is the only who has violet eyes?
I don't think it's... I mean, initially I was thinking Rapunzel, but I don't think it's Rapunzel.
Rapunzel, let down your eyes. Is it Jasmine?
No.
Okay. One down. It's not the chick... it's not Rapunzel. Or what was she in the animated movie?
She's Entangled.
It's not Brave.
No, she has green eyes.
Yep. Is she even a princess?
Yeah, she's a princess.
Okay.
There's Aurora, Sleeping Beauty. Maybe it's now, her.
Since Disney bought the Star Wars universe, are you considering Princess Leia a princess?
Well, that is why I added the qualifier here of the 13 official Disney princesses, because, yeah, it could open a can of worms. When I asked this question live this week at Pointy Bell, I specified no unofficial Fox-owned Disney princesses. The Queen Alien from Aliens does not count as a Disney princess for this question, regardless of if they have violet eyes. I don't know if I've seen an eye on that thing, but, yeah.
So we have Jasmine, Belle, Aurora, Snow White, Tiana, I guess Pocahontas is a Disney princess, Ariel.
What about the chick from Mulan?
Mulan.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. The chick from Hunchback of Notre Dame. Is Hunchback of Notre Dame a Disney princess?
I don't think she's a Disney princess. Esmeralda. She's not the 13 official.
When I think of the 13 Disney princesses, I think I saw some fucked up image of all of them in some kind of weird sexual congress on Reddit or something.
And of course.
I'm trying to use that image to pick out the princesses, but it's doing other things.
I don't think
go with what you know.
I don't think Elsa is technically a Disney princess. She's really? The queen. She's a queen.
Oh, that's true.
But Anna is a princess. The Princess Anna. I don't know, out of all of those, who would have eyes that look purple?
It's Violet, Violet. You're the one that was just at Disney. Was this fueled by your Disney trip?
We weren't at Disney.
Oh, no, we stopped off at Universal.
Hmm. Geez.
No, this is, I asked this at trivia this week at Pointy Bell.
Well, okay, Elizabeth Taylor was thought to have violet eyes. So I'm trying to think, maybe there's like a Disney princess that was maybe like modeled after Elizabeth Taylor. So if there's one that like kind of looks like her, which I would go Snow White, but I don't remember Snow White having violet eyes. Maybe she does though. And also that was like before the heyday of Elizabeth Taylor. That was like the 30s.
Ariel?
I don't think Ariel has violet eyes. I think they're blue. Or maybe they are violet. And we just haven't noticed. Like, maybe they match her, like, her, like, bra. Her seashell bra.
I'm just trying to think because she's probably the most decidedly non-human.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of what I'm going with.
I think it's maybe Rapunzel.
Yeah?
I think it might be Rapunzel. I'm probably wrong, but what do you think?
I mean, I don't know Disney anything. I'm fucking useless when it comes to Disney shit.
Yeah.
Like I said, I couldn't name, I don't even know which ones are and aren't princesses or which ones are just chicks that pop up in these fucking movies. And
I thought this would be fair because of the Scorpions question. You might have the expertise there, you know, yeah. And this was evening out a little bit.
Yeah, for the music questions, it's me.
Well, specifically the power ballads.
Not the woman who went to school for
no, music. But the power ballads.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we can just go with like maybe Rapunzel.
You don't think it's, I'm trying to think of like Pocahontas, no? Like, I'm trying to picture eyes and like how they're colored, and when I picture animated eyes on these people,
they're like black, right?
Exactly.
That's what, me too.
Yeah. And I know that that's not right, but
it's just, I do know that like Rapunzel wears like a purple dress and like lots of purples. Like maybe her
eyes. We're going to say Rapunzel.
No, I'm sorry. That's incorrect.
We're going to say Pocahontas.
No.
We're going to say Mulan. Ariel.
No.
We're going to say Ariel.
No. This is the Disney princess who has the least amount of screen time in their movie than any other Disney princess. Yes, it is Aurora, Sleeping Beauty.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, makes the irony sense. There that her eyes are closed most of the movie. So much of it. Exactly. She is, however,
she gets sexually accosted by some guy.
Right. She does have the purest pedigree of any Disney princess, being the first and only child of a king, and also presumably marries Prince Philip, the firstborn son and heir of a king. So she is like maybe the most princessy princess, also with purple eyes.
There you go.
Okay.
Yep. Kyle?
Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Would you like to promote anything right now? Perhaps your Twitter? I know you've been a little bit more active lately, as is obvious by your questions mm-hmm. today.
Mm-hmm. I mean, no, I don't really have anything to promote. But okay. Hey, you can follow me on Twitter if you want.
I recommend it.
It's just Kyle _. You just recommend it because I just tweet about you, basically.
Yeah. So, exactly.
Yeah, it's Kyle _.
If you want the Lee update.
If you
want
to, yeah, hear me make jokes about my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's an outside perspective. You can follow me for really terrible jokes, basically, and Kyle for observational Lee content. And of course, don't forget to follow Kylie Ann on Spotify. Check out her music. It's on Bandcamp, kylieann.bandcamp.com.
Right? Yeah, that sounds right.
Yep. Eulogy, the latest release. Great
no,
album.
No,
the
latest release is Nostalgia.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. Nostalgia. Wow.
Even the I EP. Knew that.
Full length release.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I know that's what's going better. On. And Mark, thank you so much for bringing me that Free Coasters vinyl, by the way.
Oh, yeah. And the sticker and the pin of the pride little birdie that you made. I'm
the Cape Coral Pride Owl.
Very cool.
I hope you enjoy that Free Coasters record. I got it on bubblegum pink for you.
Thank you.
You were saying that Elliot might be a big fan of it. I hope you enjoy it. Let me know. It's sounding pretty good on my record player. So,
and listeners, if you want a turquoise record, they got that as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Super cool.
All right, everybody. That concludes this episode of the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. Thanks for listening. Please join us every Monday morning for a new episode by subscribing to No Nonsense Trivia Podcast on your favorite podcast platform. You can support the No-No in several ways. The easiest by sharing this episode on your social media account with your friends. You could also leave us a written review on your favorite podcast platform. You can support the podcast on Patreon by visiting our website, thenono.com, clicking the support link at the top. That will take you to our Patreon page.
Thanks to our quiz daddies, Kyle, Tommy, and Tim. To our team captains, Dylan, Sean, Lydia, Gil.
It's Gil.
Kristen, Fletcher, Aaron, and David Holbrook, David Holbrook, David Holbrook. Thanks to our proverbial lightkeepers, John, Adam, Molly, and Ryan, Nicole, Jenny, Christopher, Spencer, Caitlin, Manu, Mo, Nina, Michael, Matthew, Luke, Marissa, Justin, Hank, Nicole Cooper, Carly, Elise, Josh, and Lucas. By the way, Manu pointing out that I guess his card was screwed up or something like that, and then he didn't sign up for Patreon for a little bit on accident. He, are you quite done? But I think all is right with the world. So he got some free name mentions in there, but he's worth it. Manu's a wonderful human being.
Thank you, Manu.
And thank you to our Rumpelstiltskins, Alex, Doug, Kevin, Sarah, Tiffany, Allison, Paige, Kenya, Jeff, Efren, Steven, Michael C.
Mike, Change, Windove.
Michael J.
Mike J is awesome!
And Michael Ian Black. We'll just throw in another Michael every week until we get another Mike. We need another Michael, please.
We're looking for a third Mike.
Yeah.
All right. What else do we got here? I don't know what I'm doing. As I've mentioned before, if you'd like to write us with a rate my question or miscorrection, nononsensetrivia@gmail.com is the email. 1-929-356-6966 is the phone number. Please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at No Nonsense Trivia, and on Twitter at No Non Trivia.
The aforementioned Facebook group, No Nonsense Trivia Podcast, where we post a bunch of dumb shit about past episodes and future episodes and current episodes. You can go on there.
Cool answer, links.
Yes, fun times, listeners, and as well as Lee and I posting all kinds of nonsense. Pardon the pun. Just go on Facebook and search for the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast to join us there. And finally, don't forget to leave us a rating on either Apple or your favorite podcast service.
Five stars only, please. Until next time, No Nonsense listeners.
Have a great week.